Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that's the very reason why Church at Home. How do you conduct church at home? Now, in the world, they believe if you come to the church building, you're on your way to being saved. But coming to a church building is not going to save anyone. Believing in Christ, loving God and Christ, and keeping the commandments of God, that, with the Holy Spirit after being baptized, is what will save you. But church at home is very important because that's when the church actually began. It started at the temple, but then went into the homes, as we find in Acts, the second chapter. And we find in the book of Philemon that Paul said, "We salute the church that is in your house." Now we have here in Acts 16, after God intervened to help release Paul and Silas and those with him from being imprisoned in Philippi, there was a great earthquake, and it looked like everyone was going to get out of the jail. And Paul said, when the jailer came, "Don't worry, we're all here." So let's pick up the account here in verse 28. "And Paul cried out with a loud voice, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.'" The prisoners didn't get up and go. "And after asking for lights, the jailer rushed in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And when he had brought them out, he said, 'Sirs, what must I do that I may be saved?' And they said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.'" Now, believe means to believe and obey. "And you shall be saved, you and your household." And when they spoke the words of the Lord to him, they all went into his house. Now, we also find later, when Paul was in Corinth, Paul would always go to the synagogue first. But as you will see in the book of Acts, those who believed in Christ were separated from the synagogue, just exactly as it was with those when they were converted on the day of Pentecost in Acts, the second chapter. They were separated from those who were going to synagogue, because synagogue with the Jews taught Judaism, and what the apostles were teaching were the teachings of Jesus Christ and the way to God the Father and the way to salvation. So here in Acts, the 18th chapter, we find that Paul went into the synagogue and preached, and he stirred up a storm. There was a great argument. Now, Acts 18 and verse 6, "But when they set themselves in opposition and were blaspheming, Paul shook his garments and said to them, 'Your blood be on your own heads. I am pure of it. From this time forward, I will go to the Gentiles.' And after departing from there, he went into the house of a certain one named Justus, who worshiped God, whose house adjoined the synagogue. And then Crispus, who was the ruler of the synagogue, also believed with his household, and they all went there to Justus's house. So the original churches of God began in the homes. And so in the days we are living in today and finding it more difficult to know the true God, because most of the so-called Christian churches in the world are fake Christians. Now, you need our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing in America. And I'll tell you the simple truth. They do not love, though they preach love, and obey, that's what they do not do, God. How can I say that and get away with it? Because you need another booklet, which is the true Sabbath of God. Saturday or Sunday? Now, let's understand something. The Sabbath is the key. That is the key. And for church at home, that is the key. Now, let's take a look at certain things concerning the Sabbath. First of all, we find in Genesis, the second chapter, in verse 1. And we're going to understand that God says, I change not. And he established the Sabbath at the beginning. And it wasn't for the Jews because Adam was not a Jew. The term phrase Jew is used about nearly 2,000 years later when it is applied to the descendants of the tribe of Judah. So, the propaganda given out by Judaism is that Adam was a Jew. He was not. Because the Sabbath also, in this booklet you will find, is for the Gentiles as well. Why? Because that is God's day. Now let's see what he did with this day. Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And by the beginning of the seventh day, God finished his work which he had made. Now, what is the beginning of the seventh day? Well, today it's sundown Friday. And God observes time from sundown to sundown. So the true Sabbath today, but that goes back to the beginning with the creation, is from sundown the sixth day of the week, which is Friday, to sundown the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. So if you have church at home, that is the day that you should set aside at home. And notice why. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Now that means he made it holy. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God changed the Sabbath. Men can claim it, but it isn't true. That's why you also need this other booklet that we have, Sabbath Sunday Controversy, written by Cardinal Gibbon. And he wrote this in 1893. And he said, all you Protestants claim to follow the Bible, but you don't follow the Bible because the Bible everywhere teaches to keep the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, and you do not do that. Sunday is a Catholic institution. An institution by men. Now, is God going to overturn his creation of the Sabbath day by resting in it, by blessing it, by sanctifying it? No. This is the day that God has set aside, and this is why we say at church at home, you start keeping the Sabbath at home, and you start learning of God at home. One of the things you can do is when sundown Friday comes, you turn off all the exterior things that are invading your home. The television, your cell phones, and everything like that. And then when you have a meal, After that, you can have some Bible study. And we have lots of good things for you to study, because the most important thing for you to do is to learn about God and learn about the true God, God the Father, and the true Savior, Jesus Christ, not the fake one that is hanging on a cross in a church, because Jesus was so literally scourged and beaten that the one that is represented in churches today who are Sunday keepers is not a true representation of Christ. Besides, the second commandment of God says, you shall not make anything of any image of anything that's in heaven above, that's on the earth, or that is under the waters of the earth. You shall not make them. You shall not bow down to them. So why do they have them? Because they are fake. They are fake Christians. And if you're a Sunday keeper, you belong to a fake Christian church. Yes, they can use parts of the Bible, but do they obey God? No, because if they obeyed God, they would keep the Sabbath. Now then, let's come to another part of Genesis. Genesis 26 and verse 5. This is very important for us to understand, because Paul in Galatians 3 says that if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Why did God bless Abraham? Why did God pass the covenant on to Isaac? Let's read it. Genesis 26 and verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice. Do you? Now it's all written out for you, so you can know it. And kept my charge. The charge is whatever God said to do. My commandments, because the commandments have been in force from the beginning. My statutes, and the holy days are statutes. And my laws. Now look at that. It also says in other places that Abraham believed God, and that was counted to him for righteousness. So if you believe, what will you do? Exactly as Abraham. Now we come to Exodus, the 20th chapter, because we're examining concerning the Sabbath, because God says, I change not. He didn't change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. That's one of the biggest lies in the world. And if you keep on keeping Sunday, you will never understand the scriptures which show that we need to keep the Sabbath. Think about that. That's why you have to do it at home. If you're going to church does not guarantee salvation. In fact, the way that it is in fake Christianity, it guarantees that you won't receive it, because you're not doing like Abraham. And keeping the commandments included the Sabbath, which was from the beginning. Now let's read Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And the first thing that fake Christianity does is forget the Sabbath, ignore the Sabbath, say it was abolished when it never was. Notice what he says, 6 days shall ye labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. That means God not only created it and made it, but he owns it. Maybe you never thought about that. But also the reason that you are to keep it, verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Right there in the Ten Commandments. So if you go to some of these Sunday-keeping pastors and say, why don't you keep the Sabbath? Well, it was changed. It was not changed by God. If men changed it, then it becomes a tradition of men. And when you keep the traditions of men, you reject the commandments of God, and you are not worshiping God. You are worshiping a counterfeit God who is none other than Satan the devil. Now, that may be hard for some people to take, and some people may get very offended. But if you get offended, you know what? That shows you don't know your Bible. Now, don't bring up to me all the difficult scriptures of the Apostle Paul. We have all of those covered in an appendix in the Holy Bible in its original order. Now, let's come to the New Testament and say, okay, well, it's New Testament time. We're under a new covenant. We have things different. We don't need the Sabbath. We don't need the holy days. We have Sunday and the holidays. Well, that may sound convincing to a certain number of people, but guess what? That is not true. What is the truth of the matter? First of all, number one, the one who became Jesus Christ was the Lord God of the Old Testament who said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He was God manifested in the flesh. Let's go to Mark, the second chapter, and let's see what Jesus himself said. Now, if you think you're worshiping Jesus and you are keeping Sunday, you're a fake Christian and you're worshiping a fake Christ. That's important to understand concerning church at home. Verse 27, he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Now, make it very clear. God made the Sabbath for all mankind, men and women and children, everyone, young and old, and not man for the Sabbath, which means man does not have jurisdiction over the Sabbath. Christ does. And what did Christ come to do? He came to bring the new covenant, the covenant of eternal life. Now, if you want eternal life, you got to do it God's way. You think you're going to do it with these false ways of false Christianity? Isn't going to happen. Jesus said to those there in Matthew, the 7th chapter, that there are going to be those in that day, the day of accounting and resurrection and judgment, that will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do many wonderful things in your name, many mighty works of power, and did great things? I'm paraphrasing there in Matthew 7:21. But what is Jesus going to say to them? Oh, that was so good. I'm glad you did it. No, he's going to say, depart from me, you lawless ones. Lawless? Because they rejected the commandments of God, beginning with the Sabbath day. And then, idols. Thank you. That's why we have church at home. Want to mention something else that is also important. I got a nice long letter from a family who's been keeping church at home for a number of years. And they relayed to me in the letter how much that has opened up their minds and understanding of the truth of the Bible and the Word of God, and that they keep the Sabbath at home, and that they keep the holy days at home, because that's what's in the Bible. See? And that's what God wants. Now, we have many, many studies for you. Now, what you can do on the Sabbath day, then, is you can download and watch Church at Home. Now, let me just suggest one series you can watch, because a lot of Catholics are told that Peter was the first pope, that he went to Rome. Well, the Bible does not teach that. Peter was an apostle to the circumcision or the Jews. And the greatest body of Jews at that time were still in Babylon. And so you will find in that study that Peter never went to Rome. Rather, he went to the Jews in Babylon. And when Paul wrote his epistle to the Romans, he said, "I'm coming to teach you." Now, this is in about 60 AD. He never mentioned Peter's name once. He never said, "I know that Peter's there been teaching you, but I'm going to come and I'm going to improve on what Peter said." Not so. Now, that may come as a shock, but listen carefully. The Christianity of this world is cemented over in lie. Just exactly like the political systems today, they are cemented over in lies. Why? Because Satan, the devil, who's the father of lies, had been deceiving them. And they have all the things wrong. So what can you do after you get a good night's sleep? Friday night, get up Sabbath morning, have your breakfast, and then you need this booklet, 14 Rules of Bible Study. And you can start studying the Bible and have knowledge and understanding. But first, before you do that, you pray and ask God to be with you, which He will, because that's His day. He'll put His Spirit there in your home with you, and He will begin to open your mind. You will be surprised how many things just leap out of the Bible when you begin to understand, because you're keeping the Sabbath day. Now, I want to mention another book, a fantastic book to start, which is A Harmony of the Gospels, The Life of Jesus Christ in Modern English. We send all of these out without any cost, because we want you to come to God. We want you to come to the true God. We want you to come to true repentance. We want you to develop and grow in knowledge and grace and understanding, so when Jesus returns, which is not too many years down the road, you can be resurrected from the dead or changed in a twinkling of an eye and become a spirit son or daughter of God. This is what Church at Home is all about. And you're not going to find it by going to a church on Sunday. And think about it. They reject the Sabbath, which is what God created. They reject the holy days of God, which is what God created. So they substitute Sabbath with Sunday, and they substitute the holy days with the holidays of this world. And every one of them, they know, are pagan to the core. Now then, you'll be confronted with decisions you will have to make. Will you stop doing the things of fake Christianity and start doing the things of God? Will you come to the point of being baptized so you can have your sins buried in the watery grave of baptism? And then you can receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is what God gives, so that you can begin to develop a good Christian life, and that God can do a spiritual work in you with your full cooperation and working together with God. And this is accomplished by loving God, obeying God, keeping His commandments, keeping His Sabbath, keeping His holy days, which, by the way, if you haven't heard of those before, that shows you how far you have been led astray. Now, one closing note. I got a report about a church in North Carolina that the whole church studied the Sabbath Sunday question, and they all decided to reject Sunday and keep the Sabbath. And they did that because they were being honest with themselves and honest with the Word of God. So I ask you the question, what will you do? You can find God with Church at Home and truthofgod.org. We have other fellowship groups and meetings that we have. We have elders to counsel you and baptize you. And all of those things are available. And this is why we have Church at Home. This is how you can conduct Church at Home, in your home, with your family, or just by yourself, if that's all that there is. Because you're really not alone if Jesus Christ and God the Father are there spiritually. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.